Have you ever wondered why people get attached so quickly while others seem to push everyone away? Or maybe you've caught yourself overthinking a text that hasn't been answered for 2 hours, wondering if you said something wrong. Or maybe you know someone who suddenly becomes distant whenever a relationship starts getting serious. Why do we all act so differently when it comes to relationships and friendships? Well, today's episode is about attachment styles, one of the most influential psychological theories explaining why we behave the way we do with the people we care about. Whether it's your friendships, romantic relationships, or even family relationships, understanding attachment styles can completely change the way you see yourself and others. So let's dive in. What is attachment theory? Before we talk about the different attachment styles, let's first ask, where do these patterns even come from? The answer takes us all the way back to childhood. Psychologist John Bowlby proposed that the emotional bond between a child and their caregiver creates a blueprint for future relationships. In other words, our earliest experiences teach us what to expect from other people. Can I trust others? Will people be there when I need them? Am I worthy of love and care? Later, psychologist Mary Ainsworth tested Bowlby's idea in a famous experiment called the Strange Situation. She observed how young children reacted when separated from and united with their caregivers. From these observations, she identified three attachment styles: secure, anxious, and avoidant. Later, these researchers added a fourth style called disorganized attachment. Although these styles began in childhood, research suggests that often continue into adulthood, influencing the way we communicate, trust, and connect with others. Starting off with secure attachment, it's one of the healthiest style where people with secure attachment generally feels more comfortable with each other and both being close and being independent. They trust people more easily, communicate honestly, and don't panic over small misunderstandings. Instead of assuming the worst after an answered text, they might simply think that the other person's just busy. These people aren't perfect, but they're usually better at working through things calmly and respectfully. The next style is anxious attachment, where people with this style deeply value connection, but they also fear losing it. They may constantly seek reassurance or worry that people are secretly upset with them. Questions like these might sound familiar. For example, did I say something wrong? Why haven't they replied? Or do they still like me? Even small situations can become sources of anxiety because your brains are constantly looking for signs of rejection. This obviously, it does not mean that they're too emotional, and they're often simply just trying to protect relationships that matter deeply to them. The third attachment style is avoidant attachment. These people usually value independence and personal space, and they feel uncomfortable relying on other people or letting other people rely on them. When relationships become emotionally intense, they tend to pull away instead of opening up. And this does not mean that they don't care, but it means that closeness itself feels uncomfortable for them or like unfamiliar. And instead of asking for help, they like to keep it to themselves and be alone. The last style is disorganized attachment. This is often considered the most complicated style because people experience both anxious and avoidant at once. They want closeness, but they also fear it, and they may trust someone one day and push them away the next. And researchers believe that this style is often linked to inconsistent caregiving or traumatic childhood experiences, making relationships both comforting and frightening at the same time. Now we're going to be doing an interview with our special guest, Chloe, and we have some questions for her. So the first question is, how does avoidant attachment style affect relationships?
Relationships, I think, like, personally, avoidance, they don't really like to share about their feelings, so for, it might be, like, really difficult for the communication between the partners, because, like, if the other partner is secure, they might understand, but if, especially if they're anxious, then, like, they'll feel like they're very confused and like not know what's going on in the avoidance mind. But in the avoidance mind, they're just like, I don't really want to deal with this. I want to avoid it. So like they wouldn't want to talk about it. Another thing is like for avoidance, like they don't they don't want it until like something is taken away, so they might not show a lot of interest at first, but then like they'll show interest after they feel like they're the ones that like are being left out, or like the other person is pulling away. And I think that affects, because I just think then like the other person will be in the constant state of guessing, because avoidant, they're not, I would say that I feel like avoidant is worse than anxious, because avoidant, they like anxious, at least like you know where you stand, but avoidance, like you, like the other person really doesn't know, and then it's like really confused because like you don't know what's going through the other person's mind, and like the other person is constantly like trying to pull away from you.
How can these attachment styles all affect mental health, for example, anxiety and depression?
Yes, and like especially if you're on the receiving end, I feel like if you have a like mental health issue, then it will show up as an attachment style. But okay, I'll talk about a receiving end, anxious and avoidant. So for a receiving end, if you're a receiving end of anxious, you might feel like you're being bombarded, and like you feel like you never do enough, because anxious always want you to do more, or like they always don't feel like they are secure. And I feel like then you feel like you're never enough, and that can definitely like impact your self-worth and like who you think you are, and that's not good, and that can definitely make you anxious. And for anxious attachment, like you never feel like you feel love, and like if you're in a relationship where you don't feel love, then that definitely impacts how you perceive yourself and makes you anxious. Well, it's in the name, but like makes you really depressed because you don't think you're deserving of love. For avoidant, I feel like it's just the anxiety of like, I don't really know like how it affects their mental health, but I feel like it's just, for avoidance, they're constantly scared of screwing up, but they also can't be in touch with their feelings, so they feel like they're very conflicted, and like they want to, but they can't do it.
What advice would you give teenagers trying to build healthy relationships?
Like teenagers and like different attachment style have a healthy relationship. First one, like I feel like the biggest part is like just be who you are, and I'll give advice that I think applies to everyone, and I'll give advice that I think like I personally really agree with. So I think advice applies to everyone is like be true to who you are. Never compromise to a point where you're compromising who you are. Like you can compromise on like stuff like, oh, like who, let's go eat dinner at this place over this place, let's do this instead of this, like let's paint the room like green instead of yellow, but like you can't compromise like, oh, let's take your job over my job, like let's move to a city that prioritizes your job over my job. Oh, okay, for teenagers, or like let's go somewhere even though like I have a lot of homework today, like I have the SAT tomorrow, but you want to go out, like let's go out tonight. Like I feel like that's not great. Other stuff is like always be respectful to who they are, and like I feel like respect is super important as a foundation, because like if you don't respect the other person, like why would you be in a relationship with them? Like you have to respect them for who they are as their core. And I think that like being friends with them is definitely important, because like when everything else doesn't matter, like if you can truly like have a bond with this person like as a friend, that should be the most important thing. Teenagers, also like listen to your parents. I don't know. Personal advice for me, personally I agree that the man should always both people should always try to outwork and out better the other person in a healthy way. What I mean by this is like they should both try to like really be better than the other person, but like in a way where it's like, oh, I'm always trying to better myself for you because I think you're so good, like I think you look so good, that's why I keep going to the gym to be better for you, like kind of like that. And I think that is what makes the relationship really healthy, where both people really want to improve for each other. And like, I think you should always try to improve for the other person. And I think compromise is important, but don't always compromise too much. And like, I also think like, stay on top of your schoolwork and who you are. And
can people with two different attachment styles have a healthy relationship with each other?
I think yes, but I think, okay, so I think secure and anxious and avoidant can definitely have like a good relationship just because the secure is good. But I think anxious and avoidant is like the most typical type, right? I think anxious and anxious can also have, because they both really want each other. Like, it'll be healthy, but like, it'll be healthy in the sense where like, they are both not like feeling, like I don't feel your love, like you're gone, like you're emotionally distant. But it won't be healthy as in like they'll be so codependent on each other, they can't live without each other. I think avoidant, not healthy, like on the surface look picture perfect, but like not deep relationship. I think anxious avoidant can have healthy relationship, but only if they're both accommodating to each other's attachments, and also they both try to become secure attachment for the other one. Like, I know it won't work as like fast as possible, but like when they're working with their way to secure attachment for the other one, I think it'll work.
I believe that attachment styles matter because they affect much more than just dating. They influence relationships, friendships, teamwork, and how we see ourselves. And people with insecure attachment styles may experience higher emotional stress and anxiety, while they also have difficulty building healthy relationships with other people, which is what is called a push-pull cycle, when one person seeks reassurance and the other pulls. And the third one is self-esteem is really low, where many people fear insecure about themselves and they're just not good enough. So these are all connected to mental health, because insecure attachment is associated with risk of anxiety disorder, depression, and chronic stress. And I believe that attachment styles are not permanent, because as you grow or you mature and you go through supports from therapy, communication, you can move forward with your life by having a like more healthy style, and so that you won't be like stuck in this like endless cycle of like overthinking, because like I feel like this is like a big problem for a lot of teenagers.